Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bamatzia Samaches, Bamatzia 68. Today's Daf Yomi is dedicated for Yeshua, for Am Yisrael, Hashmir, for the Chayyim, Hatzal, for the Shvuyim, and also it's Yom HaShoah today. So, of course, we're doing a memory of all those who were murdered, Al Kiddush Hashem. I especially remember my uncle Mendel Hirschfeld, my father's uncle, was murdered in Auschwitz with his children, and his sister Miriam, who was also murdered in Auschwitz with her family. So today's Daf Yomi tells us that there was a case where Maymar was doing a type of business arrangement where it was basically what happened was he was giving some money to a merchant and they were estimating in advance the profit that it would return. And the merchant was saying, I'm going to give you this amount of money in return. But it's possible that he wouldn't have actually return that money, but nevertheless they wrote that money into the contract, and so if he wouldn't have returned that amount of money, then it looks like it will be interest that he's just paying him that amount even though he didn't get that profit. So therefore this was a problem. So Rav Ashi said to a Maymer's son, it's not going to be allowed. So a Maymer's son said, yeah, don't worry about it, if the guy doesn't produce that money, if he doesn't turn that profit, my father waives it. He says, you don't have to pay it for me. So Rav Ashi says, well, Ishachav enothel, shtari kama yasme my habe. So he says, well, what's going to happen if, let's say, your father dies? And then if your father dies, what will be the law? The orphans will demand the profit, and then it'll be like what's written in the contract, and it'll be like interest. So Havi Kishkigla Shayotzi Mufnei HaShalot. It was like a mistaken ruling coming out from a ruler that once the ruler issues it, you can't undo it. And Nach Nafshe Da Amemar, and Amemar died. So meaning to say, we see from here when somebody says something, great rabbi especially, Rav Ashi says something, it's like he spoke it into existence. And so for this reason, we have to be very careful not to speak something bad into existence. So for example, if you have Rahmana Litzlan, a bad dream, you shouldn't mention it. Just keep it to yourself. We don't want to speak something into existence.